Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You ever been saying something and then in mid-sentence you figure out that you don't know what you're talking about? I mean, like, you know, my position is wrong on this subject, because it's happened to me. And I will tell you, there is hardly a worse feeling than when you think, oh, I've got the position on this. And it's usually around, well, when you're going into your backswing, like I'm some kind of PGA golfer. And then the guy you're talking to is like a 2 handicap. And he's like, no, it's not really going to work. And you're like, but it seemed like it. I watched the video once. The reason why it tickles me is because it happened to me recently. I was talking about that. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember the realization of, uh-oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. And it was one of these things where I went, okay, do I continue to try to pass it off as if I do know what I'm talking about? Or do I just fall on the sword now? And I just went, you know what? I don't even know what I'm talking about. And the dude was like, oh, no worries. So let me go ahead and show you what you don't know. Kevin Jackson, folks, who you're listening to. Things like that should be wake-up calls. They should be learning moments, right? Teachable moments. And if you're smart, you just go, okay, you got me. You know, and I get it. If you're trying to impress a girl and you're saying something and it doesn't make sense, maybe you want to continue. But when she gives you that look like, you don't know what you're talking about, stop. Just stop. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because it's a warning to Democrats. How many warnings do you need about Joe and Hunter Biden and the family? Oh, my gosh, man. When do you people give up? I mean, Bill Clinton in the finger wagon, which, by the way, you guys have heard me talk about Clinton. Take away Lewinsky, the dude was a really good president. It's true. I hate to admit it. I have to admit it in retrospect, but I wasn't paying that close attention, being honest with you. I know we feasted. And I remember saying, he's living on the Reagan legacy. He was. I remember saying, oh, man, well, it was Newt Gingrich in the contract with America. They made him do it. It was, but he did it. He could have fought it. He could have done what Biden's doing. He could have said, you know, I don't care about the Reagan agenda. I don't care about the Bush agenda. I don't care about the Republican agenda. I'm just going to do my own thing. I'm going to follow my own rules and stuff. And you know what? We should have been. We couldn't do it because we would be like, well, man, if we make the Democrats look golden, if we make Clinton look that good, we won't get any more Republicans elected, because they'll be like, well, look at how great the Democrats were. And there's some truth to that. But you could have balanced it. You could say, you know what? While I don't like Clinton's politics, I still don't like certain aspects of it. Here's what I like about it. He followed Newt Gingrich in the Republican Congress and the Senate, and he implemented the contract with America. And yes, he did live on some of Reagan's muscle memory of the economy, no question about it. But he didn't fight us. If we have Democrat presidents who don't fight us, I got no problem with them. If ideologically we can agree on certain things where we got the biggest amount of overlap, I'm not going to fight against them. I mean, doesn't mean we don't think our candidate's better. But I'll be honest with you, George Bush Sr., I don't know that he was better. Ross Perot, probably better. But I don't think that having another Bush, when you think about it in retrospect, would you have really wanted George H.W. Herbert Walker Bush to have a second term as president? I don't think I would. It's kind of like Romney. Looked good on paper, but in retrospect, I'm glad Obama won. I wouldn't have voted for Obama, but I'm glad he won. Because you know what he did? He showed what, when Democrats get it all and still can't do anything with it, he proved what a feckless president he was. And by the way, I'm not going to look back on Obama and go, oh yeah, he was wonderful. Nope. Barack Obama was an ethnocentric racist, ashamed of his white identity, and that's not good for, I mean, white kids. See, I mean, I talk about it in my comedy routine, but I wouldn't be, you cannot get me to talk about myself in a negative way just because Barack Obama's an ethnocentric racist. Not going to get me to do it. Anyway, the Democrats are going to have to understand what's happening to them. I mean, the wolves are circling in, and you know that spiral is getting closer and closer and closer before the pack is going to attack. And the pack is not just going to be Republicans, folks. It's going to be independents, and it's going to be Democrats. And there's going to be a mass exodus of Democrats who say, I can't believe that they fooled us. And we've got to be careful because they're tricky. These are people that are not, they don't have our best interest in mind. They're tricky, and they will do what they can to interfere. They don't misunderstand me. We can, the day of reckoning for Biden is coming. No question about it. I'm looking at the tea leaves, all the articles now that are circling. Comer is now making more statements. He's actually promised, and we'll play it in the next segment because we're out of time for this one. But he's saying, we got the evidence. We have the goods. He keeps saying one thing like, we may have to change the laws to make it illegal. You have to change the laws to make what they did illegal. What's his face? Joe Biden said, my family didn't take any money from any of these countries. And all we got to do is run clips and say, look what he said. Well, it wasn't illegal. Oh, yes, it was, because if it followed certain policy positions, it is illegal. You should be impeached for doing this. There's a lot coming. And I'm just telling the left, get ready. But here's what I want you to do. Don't start giving me excuses.
Don't be, he had every reason to do, and Joe Biden hadn't made any money. Everybody else was making money all around him. I don't want to hear your excuses.
I want to hear your mea culpas. I want to hear you saying, you know what, guys? We're sorry. We should have listened to you. We should have paid attention. It was as clear as the nose on your face. So sorry. But they didn't do any of that. These people have stuck to their guns. They've ridiculed us. They call us maggots. I'm a proud maggot. I'm a MAGA. You want to put a T on it? Make it a TTE? Make it feminine? I don't care. I'm a proud maggot. Make America great again over any other country. Proudly so. I don't wish any bad luck on other countries. I will come to the aid of them when things happen, but I absolutely am pure. I bleed red, white, and blue. How about that? And I make no bones about it. And I hope other countries bleed their flag, their colors. We got a lot to talk about, folks. The Democrats and the Bidens are in big trouble. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to give a quick shout out to Albert. Thank you for the text on the show. And yeah, Albert, I agree with you. BLM should be defunded. Unfortunately, we live in a world where the bad people get rewarded. So BLM has $83 billion in its coffers, essentially reparations. And I say to people all the time, if I were on that side, I would be a billionaire. I've said this to people and they think I was joking. How much of those $83 billion do you think my organization would have if I was coming after the conservative movement? If I was Ibram X or some of these other black radicals, as bright as I am, as smart as I am, knowing how to work a system. I mean, I can tell you, if you read my book, look at my dad. My dad was the exact part of me, except he wasn't a good guy. he would be, my dad would be living in a palatial mansion and have billions of dollars in offshore accounts at this point if he were alive, because he would be running BLM the same way he was a member of the Black Panthers. He'd be running BLM and he'd be the kingpin. Sad to say. But I choose to stand on the side of righteousness. And it's costing. It's costly. It's cost me money. It has us living. We teeter on the edge because I care about the people that are part of this organization, because we need everybody in the organization to push it out. Trust me, we have internal battles all the time. Are we doing too much? You know, can we take on this project? And you know what we do every day? We get up, we say a prayer, and somehow God always, in his infinite power, his omnipresence, answers our prayers, and we get it done, and we still manage to help people, even when we tell ourselves we got to back off, we can't help everybody. We still end up helping everybody. If I made a list of the people that contact me and say, Kevin, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? And we made a conscious effort to say, look, we got to back off. And I'll take the blame. Don't tell Melissa. But I'll take the blame. We still help. Because people still help us. People like Albert and many others. I got a couple of letters from Bob and Carol who listen to the show. By the way, we're 2 hours in Sarasota and Tampa now, back to 2 hours. So thanks to Barb and Joe for that at the station. But they contact me and they tell me they hear my messages, and they obviously have sent an amazing amount of support, and we certainly appreciate that. And they sent me some warnings of different things that we need to be aware about. Just understand this, folks. I know who I am. I grew up as a little kid in a Baptist church, and I switched over to non-denomination just because I got tired of three-hour church service. But I'm a Baptist at heart, and a non-denomination person in the sense that I'm not going to tell anybody what to do in their walk with God. You pick your way. There's some people who need a firm hand in their guidance with God, and that's between them and God. And there are some people who need a lot less attention because they figured it out. And I've seen them all. I've seen all the spectrum. And I will just tell you this. I am my own person. I know what I'm about. I trust you that you know what you're about. And here's what I know we're all about. We are all about doing the righteous thing. That's what I know. If you're listening to this program and you're sincere, you're about doing the right thing. Even when it penalizes you, even when it goes against some of the things that you do, it may even go, I wouldn't say it goes against tenets of yours, because tenets tend to, you know, those are like pillars. But you can screw up, is what I'm getting at, and you can still be okay, because that screw up is what brings us closer together. That screw up is what brings us closer to God. That screw up is what unites us as a nation, where we say, let's overcome this. And we've done it as a nation. We've overcome some of the most heinous things you can do to people. You know, America's overcome these heinous things, and we're still looked at under a microscope. And go to any other country and you will see our problems exacerbated to places that make you shake your head and ask you, why are we always holding ourselves to some higher standard? Because that's who we are. Every time I would hear Barack Obama go, well, that's not who we are. I would go, you don't even know who we are. You have no clue who we are. Which brings me to what I was going to talk about in this segment. And I still say, continuing on with segment one, earlier in the broadcast, the wolves are circling in on the Bidens. The wolves are circling in on leftism, on the Democrats. They may not know it. I don't see how it's not possible to know it, because I'm amazed that I wake up every day to a country with so many problems, who are created by people who either, one, have no clue, or two, knowingly create the chaos. It's one or the other. You either know you're doing it, or you're like, I don't know. Well, what are you talking about, Kevin? I don't see the problems that you face. I think most of the people fall in category number two. They knowingly create the chaos. They see it and they keep their mouth shut, or they're part of the creators, the woke generation. Who gets up in the morning looking for something to be aggrieved about? What's most surprising, though, folks, is that most of those leftists, many of them, they can't see it. They can't see it. They just see being woke as the thing to do. They don't see it as bad. They're like, well, what are you talking about? Are we being great for everybody? I mean, is this great for everybody?
Come on, Kevin. Why are you being so dogmatic? I'm not dogmatic. Look, if you want to live a life, you want to live a freak show, I don't care. But admit it. I mean, it's kind of like, I'm going to use this as an example. Swingers. At least they admit it. They go, look, it's not the norm. We get it. But it's helped make our marriage stronger. Fine. Look, I don't do it. But if it is your thing, I'm not going to be mad at you because you do it. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are people out there listening right now.
Kevin, that's against the church. That's
all sanctimonious. There you go.
That's against God.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it is. What's your freak show? Here's your rock. Start throwing in your glass house. Look, the point is, don't know, don't care, not my business. At some point, I predict it won't work for you. It will backfire. But there are people that have done it. They will be fine with it. And they laugh. They scoff at me. You don't even know what you're talking about, Kevin. Get on our lifestyle. You're right. I don't. I won't find out either. But if it is what it is and it works for you, fine. But here's what I will tell you. I won't see it, and that's what I'm telling you. I think that there are things that we're not going to see, and we have to ask ourselves, okay, why would someone do that? In other words, get out of your mindset and get into theirs, because that's where you start to get some sort of an answer. That's why when I started the Black Sphere, and using that as an example, I'd say, okay, let's say I did want to live that lifestyle. Let's walk it through to its, complexities, and to its, potentially, to its bitter end. Because if somebody can't see something and you're asking yourself, how is it that you're missing my point of view? What is it? And am I being too dogmatic? And how I think as a conservative, am I being too goody two shoes? Should I get introspective and ask that question? And the short answer is yes. The key is, what is going on in your life that allows you to ignore what seems to be as plain as the nose on my face? Let's answer that when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. A short court appearance in Boston today for Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents. He'll remain in custody before a bail hearing next week. 28 members of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel face charges for running the world's largest fentanyl network. Some of those indicted are also from China and Guatemala. The makers of the abortion drug mifepristone are joining the legal fight. Danco Laboratories is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out the Texas ruling that blocked access to the drug. Even if your flight comes nowhere near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, it might be impacted today by the nearly two-day closure of the airport there.
The planes that are taking off may be empty. They may just be ferrying those flights to get to other locations to pick up other crew and other passengers.
That's travel expert Peter Greenberg. Fort Lauderdale Airport was closed for nearly 2 days because of a flash flood. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm always interested in the contrast. I don't know why my mind works this way. I'm interested in the contrast, and I'm interested in the divide. That, to me, is where the real crux of things lies. And it may be just my management consulting training, where we talk about the as-is. What are you right now? What is the, quote, to-be? So when you look at any business, let's look at it from a personal level. Where are you right now in your life? Ask that simple question. Where am I? Am I meeting my goals? And just say, okay, I'm 43 years old. I work at this job. I have a wife, kids, whatever. You get all these different things. And then you say, what is my to be? Well, and I mean, you can analyze it. Am I happy? Am I sad? Is my family happy? Am I professional life? Am I doing okay? And you do your as is, and then you do your to be. This is where I want to be in the next 10 years, professionally and personally. You know where I was going, personally and professionally, spiritually, whatever. As is, to be. So your left hand just says your as is, and your right hand is to be. And turn those hands in, and in the middle is what we call in management consulting the fit gap. What does it take to get you from your as is to your to be? That is the basic question of anything you do, whether you're running a new startup business or an existing business, or you're looking at a relationship with your children, relationship with your kids, partners, whatever. That's the way you analyze. That is the very beginning. And the person who helps you do the fit gap is generally a consultant of some type. It could be your clergy. It could be a good friend. It could be a management consultant like what I was formerly and still am to a lot of degree, and et cetera. That's the way you look at it. And then we would perform what's called a SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So what does it take to get you there? And look, if you want to lie about your as is, you're not going to get to the 2B. If you want to SWAT and you want to list all these strengths that you think you have, I've got a magnetic personality. That's one of my strengths. No, you don't. People hate you, right? So if you're any part of that, if you're not being true to yourself, you can't get there. And let me tell you, that scientific method, let's call it that, leftists don't do. And if they do it, it's for evil. It's not for the greater good, as they like to imply. And that's their problem And that's why the wolves are circling in on the Biden's leftism, the Democrats, whatever you, the progressives, call it whatever you want. People know there is no progress there. But for us as conservatives, we need to look at it differently. Our fit gap is, what is the difference between insanity in the way that the left thinks and getting them to sanity? On the left is insanity. On the right is sanity. In between, when you put your hands together, is the fit gap on how do we get them from insanity to sanity. Make sense? Yeah. See, that's what happens when you apply business principles to the business of conservatism. Now, I know you don't like to think of it that way. By the way, before I get more into this, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So if you're following along right now, you're saying, Kevin, this is a very methodical way. It is methodical. Because I tell you, if you leave it to chance, leftists don't wake up until something directly impacts them. They have to become successful in order to care about taxes. Until they become successful, look at those rich people up there. Oops, I hit the lottery. What? Are you going to take how much? You know, that's how they get it. They're not going to get it otherwise. It's like training a dog, training a puppy. It's like training a puppy. All the time you're snapping the leash because you got to keep snapping them back to reality. But if you let that puppy just walk along the way, he will tug and go sniff at every bit of doo-doo and pee, you know, whatever. He'll sniff every post, every bush, etc. because it's all new and fresh. You got to organize him. So how do we get this fit gap between insanity and sanity? The divide. And here's the deal. You got to step back. You got to get out of your sane mind for just a bit, and you got to examine how leftists think. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is dangerous. You should be left only to the professionals. But here's the good news. We're all professionals. We can all step out of it and go, you must be, my grandmother would say, when she got upset with somebody, she'd be like, you must be out of your ever-loving mind. That's what she would say. Your ever-loving mind. And I wonder why she chose that. Because I guess it was your starry-eyed ever-loving, you know, just so enamored and in love with the idea, the concept. But you must be out of your ever-loving mind. Oh, I've added to my comedy act my grandmother's degrees of beating me. How badly she beat me. She beat me into a mush, or she knocked me in the next week. Those are sort of the ranges of emotion that my grandmother would have when she was mad at me. Boy, I'll beat you into a mush. Oh, I love those memories. Love those memories. Let's get a sip of coffee here. So, got to step back. You got to analyze. You got to ask yourself, how does a person get to where you accept Joe Biden? You actually think of him as a good president. What could it possibly be? Now, you already jumped. I already know many of you are like, Kevin, that's it. Joe Biden, a good president. See, you're already starting to fight me. You're fighting me, but you can't. You're already on the same side. You've already gotten to the 2B. That's not going to help you analyze the fit gap. Why are you insane enough to believe Joe Biden is good? So, you'd have to believe that pathological lying is good. You'd have to believe that getting caught, it doesn't matter. That what he look, those aren't lies. Joe Biden's not lying. He's just stretching. That's just Joe. You'd have to believe that him coming up behind women and smelling their hair and, you know, doing that little thing that he does is okay. And so, look, people have done that. In other words, you got to get into the mind of a person who will rationalize a guy doing creepy stuff, a guy who is a pathological liar, but you don't see it as lies. You see it as, look, that's just what they got to do. He's only doing what he needs to do to get. So I know it's tough to do. It is. You have to look at the results. You have to look at inflation and say, that's okay. Look. The salaries are going up. I mean, so what? We have inflation. We've all got to sacrifice. It is for the greater good. So I know it's tough to play this mental exercise because you're going, you know, this doesn't make sense. Your mind's fighting you on it, rightfully so. But in order to understand him, in order to try to find a solution, you've got to be able to take a look at it. from their perspective. Is it just Joe Biden is just not a Republican? Is that it? See, I believe that's a big part of it. If Joe Biden were a Republican, what would they be doing to him? Aha! Are we on to something as we start to analyze the fit gap? If Joe Biden were a Republican, so here, let me just give you an example of what I would do. So I would probably take all the things that Joe Biden's done, and I'd make it look like it was Trump. And I'd say, do you realize Donald Trump's inflation rate went through the roof? They talk about it, but they don't tell you what Donald Trump's inflation rate was. They don't tell you the real price of gasoline under Donald Trump. They don't tell you that Donald Trump almost had us in multiple wars. And I would list all of Joe Biden's things, and I'd put Trump's name on it, and I'd circulate it. And I'd have them talking about how bad Trump was, and look at the inflation rate, and look at the crime rate, and look at all this stuff. And when the realization hit them, that it's circulating, but it's really about Joe Biden, it would be like, what? Or you do the opposite of it. You take all of the great things Trump did, you know, the price of gasoline, he got us out of wars, united North and South Korea, put the thing in Jerusalem, and you circulate it and say, here's a list of all the great things Joe Biden did as president. How dare you criticize Joe Biden, and you list all of Trump's accomplishments and you circulate that with the left, and they start going, this is amazing what Joe Biden's done. He presided over the best economy, blah, blah, blah. And then they go, nah, at the bottom, it was Trump. You understand what I'm saying? You got to give wake-up calls. So the reason why I'm giving you this little lesson, I'm giving you this lesson because this is the way the conservative movement should be looking at things from a business perspective. How would I convince somebody to take my product and use it and buy it? What is the as-is of the conservative movement? What do we want the to be? What is the as-is of the leftist movement? And what do we want to drive the to be? And what are those fit gaps necessary to make that happen? And you can do it if we did this exercise and we got in a room and we put our minds together and we said, okay, let's do this for women, the feminist movement. It's already going on. What do you think is happening with Riley Gaines and Bud picking this transsexual person to be their spokesperson or whatever? I could go on. It's already there. All we got to do is just get in a room, get together, and say, let's do our business proposal on how we change the views of things as is to the 2D. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
What's the latest on the Hunter Biden investigation? I know you're, you know, House Oversight, y'all are investigating that.
A lot. You know, we are almost through all of the suspicious activity reports. Remember, these are the bank violations that Janet Yellen said she would never allow the Republicans on the Oversight Committee to have access to, even though she's supposed to. She said in her last letter before she let us in, you're going to have to provide evidence as to why we should allow you in. We provided evidence that a lot of people haven't seen. The next day, we're allowed in, and it's been very valuable to our investigation. We're probably going to have a press press conference within the next 2 weeks to update the American people about what all we found. But it's very concerning. And I think Joe Biden's going to have a lot of explaining to do with respect to how many countries his family was influence peddling in and how many members of his family were involved in this influence peddling.
Was he getting paid by his son?
Well, we're still looking into that. There are so many different LLCs that were funneling and laundering money from these countries, and there are a lot of expenses that are credit card bills and things like that. We have we have some tips on what some of those credit card expenses were. We're going to keep digging, and I think that in the end, the American people are all the truth about the Biden family.
Congressman, excellent question for you. Have you found found evidence that anybody broke any law?
Well, if the president was involved in this, obviously he would have broken many laws, because we don't believe that China would have paid the Biden family millions and millions of dollars for nothing. We believe that China was more than likely getting something in return. The same could be said for Ukraine with Burisma. The same could be said for some of these shady characters they were dealing with in Russia. So what we're trying to determine is if, in fact, Joe Biden made policy decisions and did things that were not in the best interest of the American people in order to enrich his family, then those are laws that are certainly broken. We're going to fix the laws on influence peddling, because this is getting out of control.
Absolutely.
And if we don't have tighter ethics laws, you're going to have countries like China that are going to come in and buy off relatives of high-ranking government officials, and people are going to say, like the Democrats are saying now, well, they didn't break any laws. Well, we're going to change the laws. But with respect to Joe Biden, we're focused on him because we're very concerned that his family was getting this money because of things he was doing both as vice president and president.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. You're the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I talked earlier about management consulting practices that we could be using here. We've got this is an easy one here, right? The Fed gap, as is to be. We already know the Bidens are crooked. So our as is, here's where the Bidens are. Now, where do we want them to be? And what's the Fed gap? So the question is, how do we take all this data? Because Yellen refused to give them access initially. And then, once they provided evidence, and I'll get to how they got to that in just a second, once the Republicans provided evidence, Yellen said, you know what? You got enough for me to let you look. That was the biggest deal there. She wouldn't let them look until they got evidence. And they went, okay, here you go. And now, they got a peek. And as he says, Biden's got a lot of explaining to do, because we've been focused on Russia, China, and Ukraine. There are lots of countries. That's number one. Number two, all the family is in it. Explain to me how everybody in your family is getting a little taste. Are they all that brilliant? And then here's the part that I love, because this is where Melissa, she's a forensic accountant and has a background in law as well. I'd love to turn her over and let her start looking under the Komodo of the Biden family. I mean, it would be pretty ugly, but, ooh, man, you want to talk about, would have some things to talk about here. LLCs, different LLCs, the credit card bills and expenses. He says they got tips on the credit card expenses. What do you think they're going to find when they go and grab all those records and say, wait a minute, you bought what? You bought a boat? You bought a car? You bought a prostitute this? And you were calling this expense? You want to talk about a tangled web. See, this is, let me just say it. Oh, Lord. I think this is why God didn't let me go be a billionaire. Because let me tell you, I would be looking in every nook and cranny of every member of Congress, every leftist judge. I'd have dirt on these people like you wouldn't believe. I'd be waging lawsuits. I would keep the left so on tilt, they would never be able to get anything accomplished. That's what I would do. I'm just amazed. He says they can connect the dots on China, Ukraine, and Russia. Anyway, here's what I'm telling Democrats. Get ready for the fall. Get ready for the fall. China, this is a Twitter from a tweet that came from John Solomon. He says China sent a warning to the Biden family on Tuesday after the Chinese American bank, Cathay Bank, provided Senate Republicans with records revealing millions of dollars transferred from China firms to Hunter Biden and James Biden. Now, here's the thing. We knew that this bank had already done this. We talked about this earlier, but there's more. Senator Johnson said this, "In my mind, it's the Chinese government telling Joe Biden, we got the goods on you, buddy, and we're willing to dish it up." And here's what they said. "The records show deep financial ties between the Biden son and brother and now the defunct CEFC China Energy, which had ties to the Chinese Communist Party. The energy giant wired $1 million to Hudson West III, a joint venture owned by Hunter Biden and Gong Wendong, a business associate of the CEFC's founder and chairman, Yi Jianming. A second Chinese energy company..." This is the one that gets interesting to me, because the rest of it I've already known about. I didn't know this part. "A second energy company, Northern International Capital Holdings." Listen to these names. Holdings and, you know, Northern International Capital Holdings, which is associated with the communist-backed CEFC, wired $5 million to Hudson West III, the Cathay Bank records show. "The money sent from the two companies funded a $4.8 million wire transfer from Hudson West III to Hunter Biden's companies, Owasco PC and Owasco LLC, and Lion Hall Group, owned by the president's brother, James Biden." What could they possibly have done? What background do they have? James Biden is into education. Do you know James Biden owns a bunch of charter schools? Are you aware of that? What is all this for? The wolves are circling the Bidens. Here's the second part of that clip, the final piece of what Comer had to say in terms of what's happening with the Biden family. Is it ominous? We'll see. But I think that there are lots of people who see the writing on the wall and they're ready to watch these Bidens. You know, I mean, I hope they're ready to watch these Bidens go down. And I always like to warn leftists, stop being so cocky. Yeah, look, Donald Trump is no icon for... There are people that do see Donald Trump as an icon, no question. But he's not one for me. I think he's a guy that did an adequate job. But no matter how iconic we see him to be, if this were his lineage, we would have turned on him. Anyway, here, and what's funny, the contrast between Biden and Trump couldn't be more stark. Trump is going to look like Superman when this is all over. But here's the second part of that clip.
"Is it true your Chief Flips one of Hunter Biden's business partners is cooperating?"
"We have several of Hunter Biden's business partners who we're in communication with right now, and I think the American people are going to learn a lot more about this in the coming weeks."
Popcorn! Popcorn, yeah!
Oh, man. Come on, y'all. Let's get some popcorn. I'd say get some Coke, but I wouldn't want to send the wrong message. There could be some leftists listening. Oh, man, look, I say to Democrats, this is a warning sign, and James Brown is telling you, we're about to get some popcorn up in here. We get to watch this nonsense play out, and let me tell you, I've been warning the left since this came up. This is not going to go away. Tell them, James, it ain't going away. So we stand on the side of righteousness. We get to watch these guys implode over the next few weeks. And by the way, you now understand why Alvin Bragg had to go ahead with this indictment of Trump, or this arrest of Trump and attempted indictment. But how's it going to play out? You think they're going to win?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.